Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The title of the lecture has been given as Indians Awake. This is the message of the Shruti. Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Varang, Nibodhata. This means Utishta means get up.
Utishta ante melkondi.
Jagrata, be awake, wake up.
Jagrata ante nidralevandi.
Become aware of the boon, the vara that is available. The boon that is available in the human form of life is that which is not available in other forms of life. We have many, 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 many births. Oh, so many mosquitoes here. Oh, that was me in my last life. Yeah, we go through many, many births, not only human, but also mosquito, cat, dog, camel, snake, fish, and so on. Now in this area, East Godavari, West Godavari, Krishna districts, fish farming has become a big source of income. And who's become Reddies and Nayar, they're becoming rich with fish. So next life, Mr. Reddy will be swimming in the pond. Instead of using his life for self-realization, he's using it to prepare himself to become a fish in the next life. And although it sounds humorous, actually it's tragic. Because life in this material world is tragic. The beginning of spiritual knowledge, actually even prior to spiritual knowledge, is to understand that this material world is miserable. Coming here, driving through Narsapur town, we saw, I think, two wedding ceremonies and some function at the Sri Vishishta school. It's not Parchala in Sanskrit, it's school for teaching Paschatya Avidya. So we saw at these functions everyone's dressed up very nicely, silk saris and white cloth for the men, all very nice. So we think, oh yes, life is very nice. I send my child to the very good school. And in future, my children will go to America to study more. This is all foolishness. Why? Because janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Actual knowledge means to see that we are simply suffering birth, death, old age and disease in this material world. Is it a fact or is it just some imagination? Anyone here is free from the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease? No one is free from this. But by the power of Maya, we just go through our life thinking, I am a Hindu, I'm a Christian or whatever. Without understanding that human life is meant to get free from this cycle of birth and death. As Lord Krishna states, not in Bhagavad Gita, this we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam apiha dhira turnam yatetana pateta namritya yava nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvatasya. Do you know this verse? Can you give the translation? Okay, give the translation. So, Utishta, get up, wake up. Now, why Indians in particular? Was this lecture is titled Indians Awake? Well, we're in India and we're speaking to Indians, that's one reason. It wouldn't make much sense to have a lecture in Narsapur saying South Africans awake. But also particularly because this land is the land of rishis, this land is the land of Krishna. Krishna personally comes here to tell us to wake up. In all the universe, this particular tract of land is the most important for self-realization. Bharata Varsha means the whole earth. But particularly the area between Setu Bandha, that's close to Rameshwaram, and that's considered the southern tip. Although Kanyakumari is further south, but Setu Bandha is where the Ratnakara and the Mahodadi, that means what's nowadays called the Indian Ocean and the Bay of Bengal meet. These are the Puranic names. And the northern limit is the Himalaya range. The eastern limit is where the Ganga meets the sea. Ganga Saga. And East Bengal is sometimes included in that, but it's also Pandava Varjatha Desha. So it's not considered so auspicious. East Bengal. And then east of that is Brahmadesh, which is called Burma. The British call that Burma. Then east of that is Shamadesh, which became in English Siam or Thailand. And then east of that is Cambodia. The Puranic name is Kambod. So all this was considered part of the greater India. And the western boundary is generally considered up to Sindh, which is the Sindh River is now in Pakistan. And we find in the time of the Mahabharata war that the what is now called Afghanistan, that was also within the ambit of the political or geographical ambit of the land of Bharata. Gandhari, she is from the place that Kandahar in Afghanistan, the second largest city. Then further west we have Iran, which is derived from the Arya, the word Arya. So this is the nucleus of the spiritual, geographically, spiritually geographical nucleus of the spiritual India. Gradually that is shrinking. But ancient, just like here we saw there are some very old deities of Jagannath. Just we went for darshan. Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, some hundreds of years old. So there have been deities, ancient deities, thousands of years old, of Ganesh, Vishnu, and Vedic deities found in countries all over the world. In America, in Siberia, everywhere. But this news is not published because certain people, for various political reasons, want to perpetuate the lie that man evolved from monkeys and then the summit of evolution is Western man and Indians are all savages.
ఇవన్నీ వార్తలు ఏవైతే ఇప్పుడు మనం చెప్పుకున్నాం ఇవి బయటికి రానివ్వరు ఎందుకంటే కొంతమంది వాళ్ళు ఏమనుకుంటుంటారంటే వీటన్నిటికీ కూడా మనిషికి మూలం ఏమిటంటే కొన్ని రకాల రసాయన పదార్థాలు వాళ్ళు ఏదైతే తత్వం చెప్తున్నారో అదే నిజం కాబట్టి పాశ్చాత్య దేశం నుండే ఈ భారతీయులు వచ్చారు వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా వాళ్ళ యొక్క సేవకులు వాళ్ళకి బానిసలుగా ఉండాలనే తత్వాన్ని ప్రచారం చేయడం కోసం ఈ నిజాన్ని
కప్పివేస్తున్నారు that to be Western is the best way. But in terms of spiritual knowledge and culture, there is no comparison to the culture that used to be the essence of Indian life. Nowadays, realistically, if we are going to speak of Indian culture, we're going to have to say that cricket and cinema and fashions are more prominent than understanding dharma and following dharma. And getting a so-called good education and earning money is more important to people than understanding their spiritual position. So Indians awake. The way people are leading their life, actually they're going to become fish and frogs and snakes in their next life. Because if we live in human life without any spiritual consciousness, just zooming past on a motorbike, thinking this is the highest perfection of life. Then we're wasting our human life. Then we become a dog, and a dog goes same thing. So we become a dog. This is how the laws of nature works. The laws of nature work. We get what we desire. If we desire to show ourselves as being very big and strong, I saw some, just when I arrived in Nasapur, I saw some poster of some huge guy with muscles, huge muscles. So if you want to be like that, then by the mercy of God, you don't have to go and exercise in a gym every day. You just get born as a buffalo, that's all. And if you like to eat all kinds of things, meat, fish, all kinds of things, you like all different flavors, then you can be born as a pig. Or if you're particularly attached to meat, you can get born as a tiger. This is how the laws of nature work. But if we desire to attain our pure spiritual position in the service of Krishna, that we can get also. So we should become aware of this. Who's telling us? Well, I'm telling you. But you can watch TV, 80 different... How many channels can you get? Asankhya. It's become beyond counting. 60, so you can get 60 channels in Nasapur. You can watch every single channel or any channel 24 hours a day, and they'll never tell you that human life is meant for God realization. They'll advertise, get more silk saris, although you already have more silk saris than you can only wear one at a time. You already have so many. Buy some more jewelry. Get some more money. Work hard, get some more money. They'll never tell you that the purpose of human life is God realization. And then the parents tell the children, go to school, work hard, get a job. Earn more money. But anyway, however much money you earn, you can only eat so much rice every day. And whether you have a 70,000 rupee silk sari or some cheap sari, anyway, you have to cover yourself with something. It doesn't make that much difference. But we should consider what is the actual purpose of human life. What happens after death? Can anyone say what happens after death? Do you know? What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Can anyone say? Any volunteers? Well, Krishna gives several ideas. He gives several indications what happens after. For instance, he says, urdvanga chanti sattvastha. Those who are in the sattva guna, they go upward. Not these people. They're not in sattva guna. Running around on motorbikes. Then, urdvanga chanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasaha. Persons in rajaguna, they remain in the middle system. So sattvaguna means to lead a peaceful, introspective life for the sake of gaining spiritual knowledge. And rajaguna means to lead a life in very active life in pursuance of sensual enjoyment. And jaghanya guna vrittisto adhoga chanti tamasaha. Persons in tamaguna, the lowest mode of nature, they go down. Tamaguna means ignorance, no interest in spiritual knowledge. So such persons, they must go down, means they'll go down to the hellish planets or into the animal or plant species. What else does Krishna say about future life? Yanti deva vrata devan, those who worship the demigods will go to the demigods. So we may think, okay, that sounds good. But the demigods, that means Indra, Chandra, they also are within the cycle of birth and death. Pitrinyanti Pritrivrataha, those who worship the Pitris, the forefathers, they go to the Pitris. Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja, people who worship ghosts, they become ghosts. Madhyajino piyanti mam, and Krishna says, those who worship me, they come to me. So you may think, okay, well, worship something or other, and you'll go somewhere or other. But there is a significant difference between worshipping Krishna and worshipping anyone else. If we worship Krishna, we go to Krishna, and if we go to Krishna, we stay with Krishna eternally in eternal bliss. And if we worship anyone else, then we have to come back to this material world. Now, actually, the highest level of bhakti is without any personal desire. Not even the desire for liberation from this world. Only the desire to serve Krishna out of pure love. But for people who are in this material world trying to enjoy it, at least we should wake up to this level, that there is no actual enjoyment in this material world. You see these young men, it seems to be their spot. They go around and rev up their motorbike and come down here and this is their enjoyment. After going through millions of lives, they get the human form of birth, and then they think, now I have a motorbike, I can go. This is it. Give polluted air. It's a useless waste of their rare human birth. But at least we should, this is a beginning level to understand this material world is simply full of suffering. We're not meant for suffering in this material world. We're meant for eternal bliss in the service of Krishna. In human life, we can perform bhakti yoga. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam. Yeah. Can translate that? No need to translate. Does everyone understand what that means? Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam. Bhakti yoga is meant for hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna. This is possible in the human form of life. It is not possible for fish, dogs, cats and snakes and other species to perform bhakti yoga. Well, it's not totally impossible, but it's not very likely, not very possible. By the mercy of the Lord, jivas, even in lower species, can serve Him. But that is unusual. Human life is especially meant for God realization. And God realization means to understand who is God and what He wants. So the verdict of all these shastras which give knowledge of God is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Different people have different ideas about God. But there can be no real knowledge of God or pleasing of God unless we follow the orders of God. As long as people are killing animals and taking intoxication and performing various sinful activities, there's no real question of God realization, however much one may make propaganda about it. This knowledge of God has traditionally been propagated in India. Krishna Himself comes to this land. There are so many holy rivers here. Just as we are here on the banks of the holy river Krishna. Is it Krishna? This is Godavari. Okay, sorry. Oh, Krishna is down at Vijayawada. Okay. Anyway, I said Krishna, so that's it's auspicious even to say the name. Even by remembering the names of these rivers, we become purified. So there's great opportunity in this land for self-realization. This Krishna consciousness movement is going all over the world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Hoilo Manusha Janma Jat Janma Shata Kari Koro Para Upaka.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Janma Hoilo Jat Janma Shata Kari Koro
Manusha. Those humans who are fortunate enough to get birth in India, they should especially take this Krishna consciousness very seriously and give it to others, preach it to others. So we can only exhort you to wake up and take up this Krishna consciousness very seriously. This is the essence of all dharma. to understand Krishna, to serve Krishna, to chant His holy name. This is the very easy process in this Kali Yuga to chant the names of Krishna. Unfortunately, people are in a slumber of Maya. They think if I have enough money and I go to a temple once a week or do a little puja at home every day, that's enough. That's all right, but not very all right. That will not save us from repeated birth and death. That will not help us to develop the pure love of Krishna, which is the essence of reality. So, Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya Varan Nibodhata. Get up, wake up. Become aware of the opportunity that you have in this human form of life. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This will give all spiritual benefits. Krite Yadhyayato Vishnam, whatever one could get in Satya Yoga by meditation. Tvetayam yajyato makhai, whatever benefit one could get by performing sacrifices in Treta Yoga. Just wait till I finish speaking. Dwapare paricharyayam, whatever benefit one could get from deity worship in Dwarapa Yoga. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. One can get that and more in this Kali Yuga simply by chanting the names of Krishna. Thank you very much for attending this program. I hope you've all woken up, if you weren't already awake. Of course, if someone's been asleep for a long time, it might take a little time to wake them up. And even after we're awake, we may be thinking, well, what am I supposed to do? So this Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for teaching people how to live their life in relationship with Krishna. So how to take the training in the simple and very powerful and effective techniques of Krishna consciousness that is being taught by the members of this Krishna consciousness movement. So for further information, you can consult who? Yourself? Say it. We also have many important books available here. These are translations by Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Of all the most important Vedic literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Upanishad, and these books are giving this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to people and enlightening them all over the world. So you're all educated and religious people. Please take advantage of these books. and get the real spiritual knowledge, which is the real heritage of India, and make your life successful in Krishna consciousness. Dhanyavadam, Hare Krishna. Any question? Anyone, if anyone has a question, they can come up and ask, or they can ask from there. No, no question. All right. So if anyone wants, I can sign the books also if they want to come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.